Yeah.
Hi, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will ask you about donation. Is this Philip?
Yeah.
So may I speak with Philip Ebop?
Who are you?
My name is Carlos.
Yeah, what is it?
This is a public opinion survey about Phoenix.
Survey about Phoenix?
Hello?
I was inside a shop. There's too much noise. I can't get you well. So what do you want?
This is a survey.
Okay.
All right. And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
Expensive. You mean like food item or what?
Excuse me?
You mean the living standard?
Okay, so generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
I don't know, because I can say wrong track, but I can see a lot of homeless people in Phoenix.
Okay, so,
like
you, okay, so you're in the middle?
Yeah, I'm in the middle.
Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of Southmont Park Peak, west of 27th Avenue and the east of Gilly River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer you to this area as Levine. Has that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
You mean if I may choose where to...
Excuse me?
Can you please repeat it? I didn't get to.
Yes, sir. So, this area lies south of Salt River, north of Southmont Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need to reread the Levine area is again?
I don't think it's like Levine.
Excuse me?
Levine is far away from Indian school area.
Okay, sir. What year you were born?
What year was I born?
Yeah, what year you were born?
1967.
Okay. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or other race not listed here? Okay. You said white, African, black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander. You say African-American?
African.
Excuse me?
African.
African, okay. Overall, how will you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Just fair.
Excuse me?
Just fair.
Okay, thank you. So, next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people would say improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more we'll improve the quality of life in Laveen. So now, more dining and entertainment options. 1 being very little, and 5 being a lot.
Little.
So 1?
Yeah.
More good paying jobs. Very little, a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
A lot.
Okay. Better public transportation options. One to five.
I'm gonna say 3.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities. One to five.
I'm gonna say 3 still.
Okay, thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy. 1 to 5.
2.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses. 1 to 5.
Three.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance. 1 to 5.
You mean road maintenance? I would say.
Like, better. Five. Yeah, better street and road maintenance. Like, fixing stuff, like, on the road.
Okay.
1 to 5?
But it's a little bit difficult for me to answer, but I will grade it at the.
So you
at
so
4.
You, okay, thank you. Okay, so in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employee.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
I would say too many.
Thank you. And will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Too many.
Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you'd like to see more of that kind of business. Okay? Doctor, offices, and hospitals? Yes,
yes
or no? Yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, to see more hospitals.
Okay.
More doctors.
Okay, okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, somewhat. Yes, strongly.
Home retail, right?
Yes, home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
I think yes.
Yes, strongly or yes, somewhat?
Yes, strongly, because when there are many stores, it brings competition and goods may not be so expensive again.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
dollar stores and discount chains, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes.
Yes, strongly. Mm-hmm. Or, okay, thank you. Now, in your own words, what type of store and businesses would you most like to see more in Levin, sir?
I would like to see mostly building material stores.
What kind of stores?
Building materials.
Building material?
Yes.
Like what kind? Like Home Depot? Like Lowe's?
Home Depot, yes. Like Home Depot and Lowe's.
Home Depot stores and like Lowe's,
yes.
Stores?
Yes.
Okay. What else? You have anything else in mind?
Recreation center.
Like vacation, like tours?
No, recreation, like where you keep recreation center, like where you keep people that mental.
Like YMCA? Or like parks?
Yeah, like parks, but it's like a recreation center, like where you create home with people with disability.
Okay.
Accommodation for disability.
Okay. Okay. Disability. Got it. Okay. So I have here Home Depot stores, Lowe's stores, recreational centers, parks with combination of disability, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, switching gears a bit, okay? How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem? A fairly big problem? Or a very big problem?
It's a big problem.
Is it a fairly big problem or very big problem?
A very big problem.
Thank you. Now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Levin, apartments are not available to rent. We have very limited apartment.
So a slight problem or a moderate problem?
It's a slight problem.
A slight problem?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done, okay?
Okay.
Okay, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you'd like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. Okay?
Yes.
Single family detached homes. Yes or no?
Single family detached home?
No. Single family detached homes.
When you mean, is it like a moving housing or what? I don't understand that one.
No, please tell me yes or no, would you like to see more of that kind of housing?
Oh, yes.
So single family detached homes, yes or no?
You mean detached homes?
Single family detached homes. Yes or no?
Single family. I don't see that like a model. No.
Okay. Housing options for seniors. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums. Yes or no?
No, condominium.
Yes, strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, townhouses or attached homes? Yes or somewhat or no?
You mean what? Can you repeat it, sir?
Excuse me?
Can you repeat what you just asked?
Yeah, townhouses or attached homes? Would you like to see more in Levine? Yes or no?
You mean townhouses?
Yeah, townhouses and attached homes.
Townhouses.
Yes, strongly or somewhat or no?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
5 to 10 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own the home.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Strongly favor, somewhat favor. Somewhat opposed, strongly opposed.
Can you repeat it, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Parking lot with no housing.
Okay, would you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose to that?
Yeah, strongly favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominiums buildings. Do you strongly favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty storage and commercial properties with new housing. Favor or oppose?
Favor.
Strongly favor, somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Favor or oppose?
That one, I would have preferred single-family home.
All right. Do you favor or oppose that?
Favor.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Do you favor or strongly oppose that?
Favor. Duplexes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Favor or opposed?
Trevor.
Strong what or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Okay?
Yeah.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
That was 92.
Yeah, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
1992.
Okay. All right, so what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 125,000, or more than 125,000?
I'll say 50,000.
So 50,000 to 75,000?
Yeah.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I ask for your first name?
Okay.
Can I have your first name, sir?
Philip.
Thank you, sir. So that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.